sanctions on Iran were lifted after the regime was found to be in compliance with its obligations to dismantle parts of its nuclear program. Yet America almost immediately imposed a new set of sanctions on companies and people linked to Iran's ballistic missile program. Iran also freed four Iranian Americans it had held prisoner, including a reporter from the Washington Post, in exchange for seven Iranians held in America. The UN said that Islamic State has enslaved as many as 3,500 people in Iraq. Most of these are women and children from the minority Yazidi community. Speaking in Paris, America's Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said America and six other countries were stepping up their military campaign against IS in Iraq and Syria. Members of the two main factions in Libya's civil war formed a unity government as part of a peace process brokered by the UN. But several militias in control of different parts of the country, including some in the two main factions, rejected the deal. In Burkina Faso, jihadists attacked a hotel in the capital, killing at least 30 people. The attack, an echo of one last year in neighboring Mali, was the first by Islamists in the country. The letter of the law. Standard and Poor's, a rating agency, downgraded Poland's credit rating from A- to BBB+ over concerns about the rule of law in the country. The agency said changes to Poland's media law and to the composition of its constitutional court made by the new right-wing government of the Law and Justice Party implied that institutional checks and balances could be threatened. Poland has been placed under review in European Commission rule of law procedure. In Britain, a public inquiry into the murder in 2006 of Alexandra Litvinenko, a KGB defector, found that Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, had probably approved the killing following a feud. Litvinenko was poisoned by tea laced with radioactive polonium 210 at a restaurant in London. Two Russian men accused of the murder deny any involvement. Hollande unveiled a plan to boost the job creation in France, which provides subsidies to small firms if they hire young or unemployed workers and more vocational training. Economists are skeptical of the plan. The French president has promised to bring France's unemployment rate down before running for a second term in 2017. Fist or round? Taiwan elected Tsai Ing-wen as president, the first female one in the Chinese-speaking world. Ms. Tsai's Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, also won its first majority in the island's legislature. The DPP favors Taiwan's formal independence from China, but Ms. Tsai says she wants to maintain the status quo. She is likely to be more cautious than was her predecessor, Ma Ying-jeou, of the Kuomintang, in pursuing free trade and other agreements with China. Gunmen killed 22 people and left 17 others injured in an attack on Kurhan University in northwest Pakistan. Four assailants were killed by security forces. It is not yet clear whether they were linked with militants who have carried out other deadly attacks in recent months. A Swedish human rights activist, Peter Darling, was shown on Chinese television, apparently confessing to crimes. State media said Mr. Darling, who works for a Beijing-based human rights group, had sponsored activities jeopardizing China's national security. Earlier, a publisher from Hong Kong, Gui Minghai, who had gone missing in Thailand, was also shown on Chinese TV saying he had turned himself in to the authorities in relation to a drinking driving conviction 12 years ago. China's leader Xi Jinping began his first trip as president to the Middle East. He traveled to Saudi Arabia and Egypt, and is also due to go to Iran. More than half of China's imports of crude oil come from the Middle East. North Korea's official media said scientists in the country had invented an alcoholic drink that does not cause hangovers. It is said to be made of a type of ginseng and glutinous rice. Implausible claims are a North Korean staple. Economic mismanagement. Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro declared a state of economic emergency and asked the parliament for powers to reform the economy by decree for 60 days. After withholding the release of economic indicators for more than a year, the central bank reported that inflation in the 12 months to September 2015 was 141.5% and that GDP shrank by 7.1% over the same period. Colombia's government and the FARC guerrilla army asked the UN to send an unarmed mission to monitor a ceasefire between them after a peace agreement is signed. The joint request is an indication that negotiators in Havana are close to reaching a final agreement to end a conflict that has lasted for more than 50 years. Jude Celestin, who came second in the first round of Haiti's presidential election in October, said he would boycott the runoff on January the 24th because of alleged fraud. The leader of the first round was Jovenel Moise, who has the backing of the current president, Michel Martelly. Overstepping his authority, America's Supreme Court took up a case that challenges orders issued by Barack Obama in November 2014 to lift the threat of deportation from up to 5 million illegal immigrants and allow them to work. The orders were blocked when 26 states, led by Texas, filed a suit in lower courts against the Obama administration. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration confirmed that 2015 was the hottest year on record. The average global temperature was 0.9 degrees Celsius above the long-term average for the 20th century. Cold comforts for those living in the northern hemisphere as various cold snaps start to bite. In an unusually stilted performance, Sarah Palin, John McCain's running mate in 2008, endorsed Donald Trump for president. A day earlier, Mr. Trump was the hot topic in Britain when Parliament debated a voter petition to ban him from the country for making Islamophobic statements. The government said it couldn't comment on individual immigration cases.